you having learned a few weeks back, old Bryan Adams, him and old Princess Diana had a little rockabaca summer of 69 going on for a summer there back in the day.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
There goes Bryan Adams here on the River Dog and Joe Show. Joe, don't help her. Okay. I just want to see if, in fact, Dana knows this. And I'm tempted to give out the phone number and do just a random poll to see how many people do know this, to see if it jives with this news story.
All right.
But I'm not going to, because we're going to go home. Dana?
Mm-hmm.
You go into a diner, you go into a restaurant, grab a bottle of ketchup, glass bottle, screw-on cap. How do you get the ketchup out if you're having a tough time?
I give it a few pats on the rear.
On the butt?
Mm-hmm.
So you slap the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll put the cap back on and then shake it. Shake it. But
okay.
I don't do the knife thing. That's weird.
You don't do the knife thing?
No.
Okay. Joe?
Well, I used to do the old pat on the bottom.
Huh?
I haven't seen a glass ketchup bottle in a long time.
Yeah, a lot of people cheat. They put the plastic squeezables in now.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those for a while.
Actually, dude, you do know this, right?
Well, I know how I get it. I don't know what your weird correct way is going to be, but
okay. And again, this isn't my way. This is according to Heinz.
This is how I always do it.
Well, hold on. No, I'm almost wondering if we do ask people, because I want to see if this jives. I thought Dana would have known this. I really did.
Smacking it on the back is what everyone thinks at first.
Well, yeah, that's what you do, because you're mad at it. You start slapping the ass.
Then the folly happens.
See, and that's what happens a lot of times when you want better response. That's what you do. You slap it in the ass. It almost works with everything.
Is that true? Well, is that what you do?
Okay. If there's a car at a stoplight or stop sign, you give the bumper a nudge.
Smack it in the ass.
you need a little reciprocation from your wife. Open palm right there. Just go. Move it along.
Anyone listening, take no advice he gives you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, with ketchup, you don't smack the butt of the bottle. And I'm tempted to see, because Dana didn't know that. Joe, how do you do it?
I tip it down ever so lightly so that the bottom of the bottle is hanging out, and I just kind of...
Oh, you shake weight it.
Just a little bit.
I wish people could have seen what Joe goes on. So you start shake weight the ketchup.
Yeah, and it looks good. Like, all the surrounding tables like to watch it. As I put on a production, and then my ketchup comes out.
So you're in there, and if it's real, like a good thick batch of ketchup, you're in there shake weighting it.
I'll give her hell.
Well,
get behind the business end of my ketchup bottle.
Dana, remind me not to have French fries with Joe ever.
Why?
Okay,
that's
so
how you do it.
Two out of three people did not get this right. 766-9370, according to Heinz, makers of Heinz 57 ketchup, only 11% of people know how to do this.
What does that tell you about their packaging?
Well,
I mean, let's be honest. According to the individuals who make and package the product, only 11% of the product's users can actually get it out of the packaging.
Yeah, and lo and behold, people have eaten ketchup all these years. There is a special way, and according to Heinz, only 11% of the people know this. And
that is a flawed design.
Isn't it?
It's
screwed up.
Not intuitive.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If you ever go to a restaurant that has a glass ketchup bottle and you take the lid off and it's somewhat full and you pour it and it comes out, that means they've ripped you off and they've added water, or they're putting inferior crap ketchup in that bottle that is not Heinz 57.
Really?
Wholeheartedly.
Heinz will tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you that. They're trying to stretch the ketchup. They're pouring bottles into bottles. They're putting a little bit of water so they don't have to buy it. A good, thick Heinz 57 ketchup, if it's good, unless Heinz is watering it down, it should never just come out. You should be able to tip it up, and you're like, gosh, damn. Unless you're like Joe and you start shake-weighting it shouldn't come out.
What you say is completely true. Why do you think you grab the squeeze bottle of Heinz ketchup, and you can't ever just squeeze a little bit on your son's hot dog?
Yeah.
I mean, you just cover the entire thing. Oh, damn it, Digger. I'm sorry. He's like, Dad, I don't really want that much ketchup on there. I go, no one ever does, son. It's a flaw.
Well, no, it's not a flaw. It's a marketing trick to buy more ketchup.
I mean, you really goose egg it out there when it first comes out. There's a giant lump.
I love that. Joe going in, though. The best thing is you shake waiting it.
Well, I like to hear all that. That's how everyone does it.
No. Mark, welcome.
Hey. So what I do is, you know, where the bottle curves from the bottleneck down to the base, it kind of got that little bit of a curve on it.
Yes, right there in the small of the bottle.
So I take and I tap that on my index finger, and I get the ketchup out that way. Not on the bottom, trying to force it, but draw it more out on the neck part.
Okay. All right. Getting a little bit closer. So I guess Heinz is right with this. I think Joe is onto something. Heinz does have flawed packaging. because only 11% of the people out there that buy the product know this handy little trick. And this now, according to Heinz Ketchup, they've come out and said this. Julie, how do you do it the right way? Julie, good morning. You with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hi, Julie.
Hi. On the neck of the bottle, there is a 57, raised 57 on the glass, and you tap on that, and it comes out easy.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's the gospel.
Get out of town.
So
why don't they
you,
put that out there with their advertisements? Ooh, you want Heinz ketchup? Yeah, I bet you like it. Want to know how to actually taste it out of the bottle on the product you're going to eat?
I hope that they don't start putting a tap here, because I think that's what's going to happen. They're going to start putting instructions how to get it out of the bottle. I'll never forget my wife and I, Modesto, circa 1980, I don't know, 687, we're at a Denny's. And we're sitting up at a bar, we're going somewhere, and we have the ketchup, and my wife's doing the knife thing, you know, and we're all shaking it, and I'm shake waiting at her slap in the ass, and this old guy just goes, hey, you want me to show you how to do that? He's kind of an unsavory cat, you know, he's been on the road probably for 5 weeks and high on meth, and he looks to be about 80. He grabs the bottle, and he goes, all you do is you tilt it like that, and you just kind of tap the 57. And he showed us that. And I mean, it was like a dam had broken. It was like, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Why?
I don't know where he heard it, but my wife and I have never in our lives forgotten that lifelong trick.
What if you turn the 57 the other way and you just tap on the opposite side of where the 57 is?
Anywhere around the bottle where it is, if you hold it up just at a nice angle and just tap it like that with the palm of your hand, it'll still come out. But the 57 there, it's like the little trick.
Huh.
And Heinz 57 says only 11% of the people out there know this. That's mind-boggling.
What's mind-boggling is that they admitted to it.
I think for an after show, we got to get Joe a bottle of ketchup and a shake weight and let you go to town.
You think I'm the only one who does that? That's how people remove ketchup from the bottle.
Well, that's how 11% of the people don't.
Well.
But we are done. More cash is coming up. Monica Lowe, she's still out. But 10 and 10 will happen, and we're going to do an after show today. It's Monday, so if you want to talk about the weekends, or you want Joe to demonstrate with maybe a cup or a can of soda how he gets the ketchup out, shake weight style, maybe we'll do that today, too.
Probably not going to do that for you.
Well, why not? We are done. Have a fantastic Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday. We'll talk to you then. Join us Facebook Live for the after show. We'll do that at 10:30.
Have a great day, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Talk to you tomorrow. Play nice.